Welcome to my shamanic life at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded and connected as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. My life and this podcast are totally imperfect. I'll be offering a 30-minute yin yoga practice in a few minutes, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. I recommend having one or more folded blankets or cushions available to support that practice today, although you can do it without. Wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever's supporting you today. Sink a little bit deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sinking down into the earth, anchoring you in, nourishing and nurturing you. You are here. The time is now. I have the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck out again today. It's by Kim Kranz. Feels like the right deck for this morning. The card that I pulled out is Raccoon. Raccoon is an earth card, and let me tell you what Kim says about Raccoon. Raccoon's energy is talented, shadowy, and in hiding. It's at play within all artists to greater or lesser degrees. At best, it indicates talent, tenacity, and skillfulness with a particular musical instrument or creative tool. Its shadow side points to an unresolved issue around self-image and success. Sometimes using a stage name or wearing a mask works in an artist's favor. Other times it limits creativity. Am I who my audience thinks I am? What if I am ready to grow into something more? Raccoon energy won't let us off the hook until this creative ego fear is resolved. One of the ways that Kim suggests bringing this energy into balance is to do new creative projects. Kind of like the way this podcast is helping me be a little more creative. But there was also a piece in that that struck me as I was reading through it, that idea of your audience knowing who you are. And part of that means being vulnerable. And when I came onto the podcast today, it was with an understanding that I was going to have to be in this vulnerable place. One of my dogs passed away with the assistance of the vet. About 5 days before that, she started limping. And it was icy, and we assumed that she had slipped and hurt herself. We gave her some aspirin and allowed her to rest. And the next day it was worse, and we said, okay, everything was stiffening up. And we expected that the day after that it would get better, but it didn't. She was worse. By day four, she stopped eating. And that evening, she was no longer able to stand on her own. We were in the middle of a snowstorm, so there wasn't much we could do at that point. The next morning, we made an appointment to take her to the vet. And by then, she was not even trying to move. And by the time we got her to the vet, she was in heart arrhythmia. Her breathing was labored. The vet found evidence of a tumor in her mouth, but said that that was probably just a sign of systemic stuff. And they did a little blood work and determined that her liver enzymes were really bad and her white blood cell count was really, really high, and that she probably had a tumor that had taken over her liver, and her body was shutting down. And the limping was the muscle wasting that was happening as the proteins in her body were not being processed correctly. So we made the decision to let her go. And it was a hard thing to go through. Our four-leggeds are as much a part of the family as all of our people. But we made a decision that we felt was best for her. We recognized her pain. I was able to be with her and give Reiki during the transition. And I feel really blessed to have that tool, that gift, because as her body shut down, her spirit was there. I felt her next to me for a while, and I knew that she was okay. It doesn't mean I don't feel her loss. She was a border collie, came hardwired with all kinds of neuroses and rules, and I really think that she was still doing her thing right up until she couldn't anymore, because that was the way she lived. She needed to do what needed to be done, despite whatever was going on inside that she really never let us in on. And the day before, I also went out on a wildlife rescue call. I got a call about a deer that had been caught in a brush pile overnight. It was really, really cold. A young buck was laying on the ice for most of the night, and the homeowners found the deer and untangled it, covered it with a blanket, putting some jugs of warm water against its body to try to warm it up, and unfortunately waited 4 hours to see if it would get up on its own before they reached out for some more help. And I'm not criticizing, because most people in that situation would not know what to do. I'm going to put a little plug in here. If you're in the Adirondacks and come across a situation like this, North Country Wild Care has a hotline number. Anywhere from New York's Capital District up into the Adirondacks, the number you can call is 518-964-6740. It's manned 24/7. If there's a need for a medical intervention, we can get there pretty quickly. We have rehabbers, transporters all over the area who help us out. And beyond our region, there's a great resource, a website called Animal Help Now, and the URL is ahnow.org. On there, you can look up rehabbers in your area. They also list a lot of the local hotlines. And you can also check with your state and local environmental conservation or wildlife management offices for information, either on their website or by calling them. If you find an animal that's been injured or appears to be orphaned, please make that phone call faster. The deer, after 2 hours of me assessing and trying to prevent the shock, and we did get a transporter up there and move it, but it did later that day pass away, because animals, especially prey animals like deer and rabbit, have a metabolic syndrome called capture myopathy, where the panic and the adrenaline rush of trying to escape a situation, when they can't, they start to shut down. Their body systems start to fade and they go into shock. And it's a protective thing, because if they're being attacked, it helps them to endure that with less pain. But unfortunately, the capture myopathy, once it sets in, often is irreversible, which was the case with this deer. The rehabber did everything that they could. Human contact is actually one of the things that sends them into capture myopathy. So my request for you is to make a phone call as fast as possible. Keep your distance as much as you can beyond providing necessary care. It's really the best we can do for the creatures we share this world with. And it's hard because we want to save them all. And I am very, very grateful for everyone who makes the phone call, who stops instead of driving by, will take time out of their day to lend aid. So my heart's a little heavy. And when we go through these heart traumas and the pain, we trigger an adrenal system response. And while we want to keep our hearts open and allow ourselves to feel, we also need to be gentle with ourselves and support ourselves through the emotions that are coming up, because we don't want to push them down either. It's good to feel what's going through there, because it's part of the grieving process. When you push the emotions down, you hide them, they're eventually going to come up. And if you are a practitioner of yoga or the energy healing practices, or even receiving things like massage or acupuncture, eventually something is going to open that place where you've stuffed that into, and you're going to have to feel it. So why not allow whatever's hurting your heart to be there, to feel it, to let it go through, so that you can complete the process? How do I support someone else's pain unless I'm willing to experience my own and give validity to my own? So we have this heartache that happens when we grieve. And in yoga, we can do big heart openers, but that doesn't soothe that. That actually activates that even more. And we're already feeling that deep pain. We don't need that. What we need to do is to allow it to be there, but gently soothe the pain so that we can have those feelings without them being debilitating. And one of the ways that we soothe the heart and the adrenal glands is through forward folds, allowing ourselves to curl up a little bit, to release the back of the body, and to kind of enclose and protect the heart a little bit. It doesn't mean that we're not feeling. It just means that we're taking care of ourselves while we're feeling it. So I'm going to invite you, if you've got your mat out and like to do this practice, I'm going to lead you through some yin poses to feel into that heart space and soothing, releasing. We're going to start standing on the mat, but if you've got some folded blankets or a cushion nearby, just keep them close, because we'll be down on the mat pretty soon. But start standing on the mat with your feet about shoulder width apart. Let your knees bend a little bit and then gently roll yourself forward so that you're hanging down over your legs. Keep your knees bent. We're not looking for a hamstring stretch here. We want to keep this pose yin, so we're not activating that yang energy that would be required to lift the tailbone toward the ceiling and stretch the backs of the legs. Instead, let the knees be bent, let your belly rest on your thighs, and let your arms and your head and your shoulders get very heavy so the weight starts to draw you out of your hips. And if you're comfortable without your hands reaching the floor, bend your elbows and take a hold of opposite elbows so that your arms are framing your face and you can let your arms be heavy. Close your eyes. Allow your awareness to turn inward. And if you feel any strain through your low back, bend your knees more. Allow that to release and gently stretch. As you're hanging, allow your breath to find a nice, easy, natural rhythm. There's no strain. No strain in the breath, nothing forced. Notice your neck. Let your head hang. Shiva Ray describes it as head hanging like a piece of ripe fruit on a vine. Feel the arms heavy. The more you bend your knees, the easier it is to allow that low back to be straight. So the curve in the spine happens up in the upper back. Take a few more breaths here. And drop your hands down. Keep your knees bent and place your palms down. And then one knee at a time, go back onto your hands and knees. And we're going to come right down into a traditional child's pose. And keeping your knees together, rounding forward over your thighs so that your forehead comes down onto the floor. Or if that feels like it's creating some strain in your neck or shoulders, you're going to grab your cushion or one of those folded blankets and bring it underneath your forehead. And if you need to stack that up a little more, add another fold into your blanket, do that so that you're in a place where your neck and head are completely relaxed, the shoulders are relaxed. Bring your hands back by your feet so your shoulders round forward a little bit. The body's in that almost the same position it was in our standing fold, with the belly making contact with the thighs. If you find that you're straining in your knees or your thighs, maybe another one of those cushions could or folded blankets could go behind the knees so that you're sitting back onto that, if the hips don't reach the heels. And again, feel your breath. Feel the way it moves gently through the back of your body. breathing, expansion and contraction. We're going to hang out in here for a couple more minutes. In the yin tradition, we hold, we relax, and we release into poses. In the more yang yoga, which is our more traditional hatha poses, require energy to be used, the muscles to be engaged. And so we might be stretching, but we're also engaging the opposite muscle. In the yang, it's more a letting go. It's about letting gravity help us through this, so that the body softens, it releases. So as you're sitting here in your child's pose, take a moment to release. To let your body get heavier against your thighs. Let your head get heavier against the floor or that cushion. Let your shoulders get heavier and fall toward the floor. Your arms get heavy on the floor. Letting go. And stay present for what comes up for you in this pose, soothing the heart. In this held space, what emotions come through? And there's nothing here that we need to censor. We don't need to force any expected emotion. This is the place where we can be vulnerable and truthful with ourselves. I'm going to take about 30 more seconds in child. Stay with the breath. Stay with whatever's coming up in your body, your heart. And bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Press down into the floor a little bit and start to lift your upper body off your thighs. Go slow. Take your time. So you're coming out of this deep flexion. And then slide your hips over to one side of your feet and swing your legs around so that you're sitting on the mat with your legs extended forward. Move your hands back a little bit. Lean into them. Without lifting the heart, because we don't want to overly stimulate the heart. Instead, just relax into your hands for a moment. Allow the legs to unfold, the knees to unfold, the hips to unfold. Noticing any sensations that are moving down through the hips and the legs. And then walk your hands forward just a little bit so you're sitting tall. Bend your right knee. Walk your foot in. And then hold on to your shin with both hands. Gently draw your belly towards your right thigh so that you're sitting a little bit taller and straighter without overly lifting the heart. Wrap your left arm around your right knee and walk your right hand down to the floor behind you. So just behind your hip, we're going to take a nice easy twist here, release the back, and spin your heart to the right, gently opening your heart into the space between your arms, noticing where your body naturally resists, and avoid going past that. You can let your head spin around into the twist as well, again, being very gentle with the neck. No strain in this practice today. We're soothing and caring for ourselves. Take another breath in your twist. And then slowly unwind so that your heart faces forward. Release your right knee out to the right side and tuck the sole of your foot into your left thigh. If your knee doesn't easily reach the floor and there's strain in your knee or in your right hip, grab one of those cushions or blankets and tuck it underneath your right thigh, lifting that up high enough so that there's no sense of strain at all and you can really rest against that support. As you take your next breath in, get just a little bit taller through your spine so your low back starts to lengthen. And then hinging from your hips as you exhale, begin to fold forward. And you can walk your hands out on the floor next to your left leg or walk them down your left leg, moving just to the place where you start to experience a little stretch right at the low back. So again, we're not looking to create a lot of stretch in the hamstrings. The back of the leg might be gently opening. Keep your knees soft. Keep your foot relaxed. The left leg is soft, letting go. The thigh bone sinks down toward the floor. And then you can round your upper body forward, allowing the shoulders to release, the neck to release, and your head to hang down towards your leg. Depending on your natural range of motion in your hip, your belly might be close to your thigh. You might be almost sitting up. It doesn't matter. Come to the place where you start to just experience a little bit of that sensation and then allow yourself to be there. No expectations. Your physical practice is not something to work into in the yin tradition. The physical practice is here to support the energetic practice and the emotional practice. It's not about achieving anything in your poses. Take another breath. And begin to walk your hands up so that you come back up to sitting. Lift your right knee and slowly extend your right leg out and then walk your hands back again just for a moment. Lean into your hands, allow release going on down through the hips and the legs. Taking a couple breaths, feeling what's happening. And then bend your left knee and walk that foot in, placing your foot down inside the right thigh. Hold on to your thigh or your shin with both hands. Get tall without straining, gently hugging in towards your thigh. And then wrap your right arm around your left knee. Walk your left hand down behind your left hip. And as you exhale, spin your heart to the left. Feel a twist at the middle of your back and then spiral up into the neck. Turn your head a little bit further to the left if that's comfortable for your neck. Any place where you feel strain is an indication you've gone past your edge, and we definitely want to be working inside our edge today. And so we've already, through our emotional state, created this adrenal response. Adding stress, physical stress, to the body is going to just up that. So we need to soothe that. We need to allow that to release. Take another breath. And then inhale, slowly unwind out of your twist. Drop your left knee out to the left side, sole of the foot into the right thigh. And then drop your hands either to either side of your leg or onto the top of your thigh. Inhale your spine just a little bit taller so that the low back is supported and straight as you start to hinge from your hips and come forward. Walk your hands either out on the floor or down your leg. And again, find that first place where you start to notice sensation without any sense of strain, being inside your edge. And as it's comfortable to do so, you can relax your shoulders and neck. Let your head start to round down towards your leg. If that adds to the discomfort, keep your back straight. Feel your breath flowing up and down the back of your spine. Keeping that breath gentle, relaxed. Your eyes might close. Forward folds naturally turn us inward. And stay present to what's going on in your inner world. Take another breath. Very slowly begin to walk your way up. Lift your right knee, send the right leg forward. Again, walk your hands back a little bit, leaning back. Noticing how it feels as you release that hinge at the hips, that flexion there. Where does the energy go? Now we're going to come into a full seated forward fold, Paschimottanasana, intense stretch of the west side of the body. So we're going to do this fully supported. If you have the range of motion in the hips and the low back to be able to lay down onto your legs, then by all means, go there, because that's going to be where you're supported. You don't have to hold yourself back. But if it would be strain to move forward and hold yourself there, even if it's just a small movement forward, let's support that. So go ahead and grab a blanket or blankets or cushions. Just start to stack them up on top of your legs. If you have a yoga bolster, you can use a bolster here as well, and then perhaps stack even some more stuff on top of that. Wiggle your sitting bones back a little bit so that you're at the front edge of your sitting bones to make that forward fold happen a little bit easier. Relax your legs. Let your knees be soft. Backs of your heels resting on the floor, the feet relaxed. then as you take your next exhale, with a flat low back, begin to lean forward and walk your hands down on the floor or on your thighs towards your feet. And where's that first place where your body starts to resist? Where's the first place you start to feel some sensation? And then there, you can start to round down from the mid back up into the shoulders, into the neck. Tuck your support underneath you. You might be low enough to be able to rest your head down. Maybe your heart is resting on it. Maybe your belly. And you're stacking up a little bit more. You can also lay your hands on top of your stack of support. Rest your head on your hands. Allow yourself to surrender into the support. If you're burying your face in cushions or blankets, turn your head to one side. And close your eyes and allow yourself to be held. And in these forward folds, it's almost like having soothing hands on your back, comforting you. Any little adjustments you need to make, release anything that feels like strain, let you feel completely supported, and then let your awareness turn inward, back into that inner world, back into that place where the emotions are free to now come up in this beautiful, held, supported space. Notice what comes through for you. Allow everything to be. Stay with your breath for another 30 seconds. very slowly. Bring your hands to the floor and use your hands for support to start to make your way up. Coming up to sitting, and again, walking your hands back just a little bit, leaning into your hands. If you propped on top of your legs, go ahead and move everything out to the side. Feel the flow of energy down through the legs, the feet. And now make your way onto your right side. Walk your right hand out as you start to turn onto that side. Put your left hand down in front of your chest and lay your head on your right arm. Extend your legs and flex your feet. And find your balance on your side. Now lift your left leg. It's the one that's on top. And swing it out in front of you. Place it down on the floor with your foot flexed, resting on the inside edge of that foot. And let that leg be like the kickstand on a bicycle, supporting your hips, keeping them stacked. We're going to work our way into cat holding its tail to counter the forward folds. But if you find that you get to a point that doesn't feel soothing, go back one step and hang out at any place along this little journey into the pose that feels right for you. If you're balancing with your hips stacked, your left leg forward, lift your left arm and then bring it behind your back so that your fingers come down to the floor behind the small of your back. Your left shoulder rolls back a little on top of the right, so now everything's stacked up there. And you can stay here. The next step deeper is to bend your right knee. And bring your right foot up behind you, then reach for that foot with your left hand. Now be careful here, we did a lot of forward folds and the right hamstring might not be ready to go into contraction yet. So you might need to let it go, straighten the leg, come back. It often happens to me making this transition from forward folds into the contraction of the hamstrings. Once you've got your foot in your hand, again, this is a place you can hang out, or you can go deeper still by pressing your foot into your hand. And that's going to start to draw your left shoulder back behind you. Allow that to happen so that your heart spins up toward the sky and your head rolls off of your right arm, so you land on the back of your head looking up. It doesn't matter if your shoulder gets all the way to the floor. It doesn't matter how far out away from you you're pushing with your foot. Allow that little bit of twist. We're creating some extension in the spine and the hips to counter all the flexion of the forward folds. Although this is a little bit of heart opening here, I find this pose very comfortable and soothing. Very gentle heart opener, rather than the more aggressive back bends like Sphinx or Camel. Stay with your breath. And another 30 seconds. And release your right foot from your left hand, just letting that foot slide out of your hand, and then very slowly straightening your right leg. And so we're being very gentle with the hamstrings and the knee. And once that leg is straight, lift your left hand, bring it in front of your chest, and as you're doing that, roll your head back up onto your right arm, rolling back up until you're laying completely on your side again. And then with your left hand into the floor for support, lift your left leg and send it over the right leg so your legs are again stacked and you're fully on your side. And from there, roll yourself onto your back and then over onto your left side, extending your left arm up so that your head can lay on your left arm overhead. Bring your right hand in front of your chest. Stack the legs, the hips, the shoulders. So now the right leg is on top. You can make that little kickstand by lifting your right leg, swinging it forward. Keep your foot flexed so that the inside edge of that foot can rest down, giving you a good solid base of support there. Go deeper if you'd like by lifting your right arm, bringing your hand around behind your back. Using your fingers to support you on the floor behind you for a moment. Deepen further by bending your left knee and placing your left foot into your right hand. Again, noticing what's going on with the hamstrings. If you feel that little cramping start to happen, release, straighten your leg again. It might take a couple of times of opening and closing the knee before you can hold onto your foot without that cramp happening. Deepen further by pushing your foot into your hand. And as your left foot and your right hand start to go behind you, notice the right shoulder start to fall back and open. Open your heart to the sky, take your gaze to the sky. Your head's going to fall off of your arm. Let you roll onto the back of your head, looking up. Again, noticing. Is there any strain? What's going on? You can always release back a step or two steps. Feel your breath flowing easy in and out. We're not going to hold this pose for too much longer, another 30 seconds. Again, we're doing cat holding its tail to be a counter, a gentle counter to the forward folds. But we don't want to take away the energy of the forward folds. We just want to allow the body to come back into balance a little bit. And take one more breath. And you can slide your left foot out of your right hand, slowly extend the left leg. Be gentle with your knee as it straightens. Bring your right hand in front of your chest and roll your head back up to lay it on your left arm. And you can lift your right leg, swing it back on top of the left, but you're laying fully on your side. And from here, very gently roll yourself onto your back. We're going to settle in for Savasana. Notice what's going on in your low back. If you have folded blankets or a cushion, you can always put it underneath your knee and let the knees stay a little bit bent to support the low back. You might also take a thin blanket folded just underneath the shoulder blades, going across to give a little support to the back there. Anything you need to do to get comfortable, perhaps the neck needs some support, create a little cervical roll with your blanket as you put that underneath your head. Let your arms fall open by your sides, let your feet splay open. Close your eyes and begin to relax your body very deeply again into the support. So that Savasana, this final relaxation, becomes the ultimate yin pose, the surrendering, letting go of any effort. Let go of the breath so it just flows at its own natural rhythm. And you are welcome, as always, to stay as long as you'd like. But I'm going to leave you here, honoring the divine light that shines in all beings, in our interconnected web of life. Namaste.